With your Radio on the Go news update, I'm Jeff Ramin reporting. Late yesterday evening, Butler County Sheriff's arrested 49-year-old Dustin Peterson of Applington for first offense domestic abuse assault. Peterson was transported to the Butler County Jail, where he is currently being held and will appear before a judge today. The Franklin County Board of Supervisors tomorrow will consider pre-approval of the county's precinct maps and will set a public hearing about the maps and will consider participation in an opioid settlement. The Franklin County Board of Supervisors meet tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. at the Law Enforcement Center in Hampton. Also tomorrow, the AGWSR School Board will elect a board president and vice president. The AGWSR Board will discuss the district's early retirement policy, will consider equipment purchases, and will be asked to consider setting a public hearing date on the issuance of up to $10 million in school infrastructure sales, service, and use tax revenue bonds. The AGWSR School Board meets tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Ackley Center LMC. The Wright County Board of Supervisors tomorrow will review the county voting precincts and will discuss the use for American Rescue Plan money. The Wright County Board of Supervisors meet tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Clarion. The Hancock County Board of Supervisors tomorrow will receive a funding request from the County Library Association for fiscal year 2023 and will discuss budgeting of proposed courthouse improvement projects. The Hancock County Board of Supervisors meet tomorrow at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Garner. The Hampton-Dumont School Board tomorrow will hold a special meeting and will consider a call for bids for purchase of the Southside School HVAC equipment. The Hampton-Dumont School Board special meeting is tomorrow beginning at 12:15 p.m. and will be available via Zoom. Tomorrow, the Hampton City Council will hold a workshop meeting and will discuss dog park considerations and will receive an update on the Buy It Grant program. The Hampton City Council workshop meeting is tomorrow at 6 p.m. at the Council Chambers. Also tomorrow, the Clarksville City Council will consider renewal of the city health care insurance and will consider approval of the election of officers for the city's ambulance service. The Clarksville City Council meets on Monday at 6:30 p.m. at City Hall. Iowa is getting $110.7 million and Nebraska $63.4 million from the federal government to upgrade water systems and improve water quality. The Environmental Protection Agency announced the new funding Thursday as part of the $7.4 billion in new funding sent throughout the country. The allocation for next year is the first of 5 years of payments totaling nearly $44 billion. The EPA funding comes through a $1 trillion infrastructure bill approved by Congress and signed into law last month by President Joe Biden. There's been a nearly 6% increase in state tax receipts in the past 5 months compared to the same period a year ago. Jeff Robinson of the Legislative Services Agency provides a monthly report to lawmakers.
Gains in sales and use tax, as well as corporate income tax, remain significant, while individual income tax growth for the year has been flat.
Corporate income tax payments to the state rose more than 19% from July 1st through the end of November. State sales tax collections were up 2.5% during the period.
Federal economic stimulus and direct payments continue to support consumer spending, while Iowa and national employment levels remain well below pre-pandemic levels.
The Legislative Services Agency estimates $9.3 billion additional federal funding flowed into Iowa through enhanced unemployment benefits, loans, and other pandemic-related spending approved during the Trump and Biden administrations. A three-member panel of financial experts will meet on December 13th to review state tax receipts and give Iowa lawmakers a new estimate of the total state tax revenue. This from the Associated Press. A former Waterloo man was sentenced to 40 years in federal prison after a woman he sold heroin to died of an overdose. 40-year-old Eric D'Angelo Griggs was sentenced Friday. Authorities allege Griggs sold heroin to a Cedar Falls woman on August 31st of 2018. She was found dead the following morning. An autopsy determined she died of heroin intoxication. In handing down the sentence, U.S. District Court Judge C.J. Williams said there was no way Griggs didn't know that heroin and other opioids were potentially lethal. The judge also found that Griggs obstructed justice by sending a threatening letter to a person he thought was cooperating with investigators. Two Iowa teenagers charged with first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit murder in the death of their high school Spanish teacher will remain in jail after a judge decided to keep their bail bond set at $1 million cash only. Attorneys for Willard Noble Chayden Miller and Jeremy Everett Goodell, both 16 years old, asked Judge Joel Yates to reduce their bond so they could be released from custody while awaiting trial. Prosecutors resisted, citing the brutal nature of the teacher's death. Yates says in a written ruling released Friday that he considered several factors, including the nature and circumstances of the offenses charged. The attorneys for both teens declined to comment on the judge's decision. With your Radio On the Go news update, I'm Jeff Ramin reporting.